The following is a lecture on devotee relationships, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 22, 2009, in Vrindavan, India.
So today I've been asked to speak something about devotee relationship. The basis of our relationships is Krishna consciousness. And the prime knowledge of Krishna consciousness is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in order to understand perfectly how to have perfect devotee relationships, where to look but Srimad Bhagavatam? We will look in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And to invoke the full mercy of Srila
Vyasadeva,
we will first chant this mantra.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So today we will read in the first canto, chapter number 2, text number 16.
Shushrushau shradadanasya. Shushrushau shradadanasya. Vasudeva katharuchi. Syan mahat sevaya vipra. Punyatirta nishevana.
Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. Purport. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called deva or godly living beings, and there are men called asuras or demons who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita's 16th chapter, a vivid description of the asuras is given, in which it is said that the asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. These asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the supreme will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as the sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the asuras, and the demoniac followers of such asuras are also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or as incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God. Undoubtedly, he was God himself. The Lord behaves so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagraja Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Vadan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha
So, at the present moment we have the most wonderful opportunity We can come to the human form or we can remain on the animal platform. Animal platform. The Bhagavatam describes four kinds of animals. Sabaka, Svinya, Verblut, and Ashok. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So, we can take this Bhagavatam culture and we can rise beyond this level of Savaka, Svinya, Verblud, and Ashok. Or we can ignore this culture of Bhagavatam culture and remain Savaka, Svinya, Verblud, and Ashok. The choice is ours. We have free will. Krishna never forced Arjuna, holding his arm behind his back. He simply educated Arjuna in this supreme science, Raja Vidya. And let Arjuna decide, now you do what you like. So, those persons who are intelligent, they choose to rectify their consciousness. No more shall I remain on the platform Sabaka, Svinya, Verblud, and Ashul. No more shall I remain on that platform. And they take shelter of the Vaishnava Sangam. Now, how we relate with the Vaishnavas, it is very, very important thing. We cannot simply use the Vaishnavas for our own convenience. We have to think how to serve the Vaishnavas. In other words, the Vaishnava Sangha is a very wonderful atmosphere in which to give up self-centeredness. The Vaishnava Sangha is a very wonderful atmosphere. For giving up self-centeredness. Self-centeredness means I think I am the center of the universe. This land is my land. It is not your land. And you better get off. Or I'll blow your head off. That is self-centeredness, you see. So, in the Vaishnava Sangha, we have very, very wonderful opportunity to get rid of this egotism, to get rid of this selfishness. Actually, it is absolutely essential. It is not optional. We must learn how to serve the Vaishnavas. This is confirmed by Krishna in the Adi Purana. Ye me bhakta jana parta. Na me bhakta shtate janaha. Mad bhakchanam che ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. Ye me bhakta janat parta. One who, O Sanaprita, one who is my devotee, na me bhakta shtate janaha. He is not my devotee. So if I am thinking, I am Krishna's devotee, Krishna says, no, you're not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So without Vaishnavas, we cannot be devotees. It is only through the mercy of Vaishnavas that we can become devotees. So this verse is confirming this point. Because devotee means Vasudeva Katavuchi. Devotee means he is expert at diving deep into that ocean of Krishna Katha. Devotee means someone who is expert at deep sea diving in the ocean of Krishna Katha. But you cannot enter that ocean unless you get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So how do you get that mercy of the Vaishnavas? You must serve the Vaishnavas. In other words, we are trying to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are very eager to get that Nama Ruchi. But this verse is telling us we can only get Nama Ruchi in as much as we have Vaishnava Seva Ruchi. If I have no Vaishnava Seva Ruchi, I can go on chanting Hare Krishna for millions of years and never develop one pinch of Nama Ruchi. Therefore, just see how important is this Vaishnava Seva. It is our only hope for becoming Krishna conscious. So, what is that Vaishnava Seva? Is it like this? So here, take your prasadam. No. Simply serving out prasadam, it's the mood you serve it out with, you see. The Vaishnava Seva is the mood in which you engage in the activity. If I say, well, I'm serving Vaishnavas all day, why am I not getting Nama Ruchi? What is the mood that we are serving Vaishnavas? That has to be seen. Are we serving mechanically? Are we serving with actual love? You see? That will make us or break us in Krishna consciousness. That will make us or break us. We have to develop that mood of serving bhaktya with love, with devotion. That we actually care about what the Vaishnavas feel. We want to make them happy. We want to please them. Because Krishna will only be pleased with us to the extent that we are pleasing the Vaishnavas. And we can only be pleased to the extent that we are pleasing Krishna. We can only be pleased to the extent that we are pleasing Krishna. Therefore, we should become, each one of us should try to become super expert in pleasing Vaishnavas. Rupa Goswami has given us the simple items of how to engage in Vaishnava Seva. You give gifts to the devotees. You accept the gifts from the devotees. You serve prasadam to the devotees. You accept prasad from the hands of the devotees. You reveal your heart to the devotees. And when they want to reveal their heart to you, you open your ears wide to hear. They want to reveal their heart, you open your ears to hear them. These are these six loving exchanges. So, if we can engage regularly in these six loving exchanges, With sincerity, with enthusiasm, with determination, and with patience, then Krishna will bless us that the dormant feelings of love within the heart, they will become awakened. We will develop genuine loving mood for
Vaishnavas.
And then we will have actual access to Hare Krishna mantra. Ruchi, Asakti, just going up higher and higher. Going higher and higher. So, how fortunate we are that Prabhupada has given us each other. So merciful is Prabhupada. That by his kindness and the kindness of his representatives, we have been rescued from this material ocean of birth and death by the kindness of Srila Prabhupada and his followers. We have been rescued from this ocean of birth and death. So now we should make our position very pakka, very solid position in Krishna consciousness. I've been in this movement for many years, since
1971.
And I have seen so many devotees come and go. So we should make program that we will not leave. The number one reason devotees leave is actually Vaishnava Apara. Because as soon as we cannot develop, do not find happiness associating with devotees, then we go to associate with non-devotees. So we have to be very, very careful to develop loving relationships with
Vaishnavas.
Not to offend Vaishnavas. So the best program for doing that is a proactive program. If I simply say, well, I'm going to be very careful, I won't offend any devotees. I have a perfect solution, never to offend any devotees. I'm going to lock myself in my closet. I will lock myself in my closet. Closet, you know. Therefore, I won't offend any devotees. I'll just hide. But actually, that is offending Rupa Goswami because he says you have to engage in these loving exchanges. So hiding away is not the way to avoid offense. Here is the simple formula how to avoid offenses. It is given by our most beloved Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Anande bolo hari vajra vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majai aman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Worship that holy Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham. And always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So, not only are my Guru's lotus feet worshipable, the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas are worshipable. Doesn't matter, man, woman, child, adult, every single Vaishnava, the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, it is worshipable. So in this way, within our hearts, we must worship all Vaishnavas. If I'm constantly worshipping you, then there's no room for offending you. I have no time to commit offense. I'm too busy worshipping you. So in our hearts, we should always be worshipping all the devotees. That somehow, even though I'm the lowest snake, Krishna has blessed me, I've been allowed to enter into this Vaishnava Sangha. So let me take full advantage of this Sangha that I've been blessed with. By always appreciating, respecting, and serving the Vaishnava. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Questions are welcome. Yes, that loving service or worshipful mood takes different forms according to the status of the Vaishnava. To those who are more advanced, I fall down at their feet and I beg them to instruct me in the science of bhakti. Those who are equal level, I become their intimate friends. And for those who have fallen, I try to pick them up and encourage them in their spiritual life. So you serve the Vaishnava according to their position. But always in the mood of humble service. Never in the mood of I'm greater than you. Always in the mood of I am your humble servant. Next question.
I've got a question regarding a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is another word for a Vaishnava is a pure devotee.
Yes.
Who has knowledge and who has no material desires.
Yes.
Am I right?
That's right.
Просто вопрос, что Вайшнава является ли синонимом, да, другое название Вайшнава – чистый преданный, человек, у которого есть знания и нет материальных желаний. И Махара соглашается, да, я согласен.
So, the real meaning of Vaishnava is completely pure devotee.
Настоящее значение самого слова Вайшнава – это чистый преданный.
That means that struggling neophytes like me, you see, we're trying to become Vaishnava.
Это значит, что такие, как мы просто не со всех сил.
Right now we're battling it out with our senses.
Yeah.
Fighting with our senses. The senses are saying, why do you want Krishna consciousness? Give me sense gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the senses overpower us. We have to become very powerful that those, no matter how loud those senses scream for sense gratification, we scream even louder, no, you cannot have it. So in this way, someday we will become the real
Vaishnavas.
Right now we are, this is like when you work for a company, you're an intern. When you first get a job, you're just learning the ropes, you go through an internship. Intern means you're an apprentice, you're just starting to learn. So we are Vaishnava interns. We are raw recruits that Prabhupada grabbed from the material world. And now we're just trying to learn how to become
Vaishnava.
But if we stick at the lotus feet of the advanced Vaishnavas, you see, then we will become advanced Vaishnavas. Any other question?
Is it possible to become Vaishnava without chanting Gayatri Mantra?
So Gayatri Mantra is it is given at the second initiation. Actually, it is a recognition that you have become properly situated in chanting 16 rounds. When I went to Srila Prabhupada for my second initiation, he had one question for me. He asked me, he said, you are chanting 16 rounds regularly? So actually, we give Gayatri Mantra as certification that now you have become fixed up in your initiation vows, we recognize you as a Brahmin. So it is a formality. That now you're recognized Brahmin, now you're a teacher of bhakti, you're a Brahmana. But even if you have not yet received such formal recognition, but if you are fixed in chanting Hare Krishna, then you're already a Brahmin. So even without chanting Gayatri, if someone has taken first initiation, they're fully absorbed in their initiation vows and they leave their body, they will go back to Godhead. Not absolutely required. But it is an enhancement to help you become more fixed in Krishna consciousness. It purifies your consciousness so you can chant Hare Krishna mantra. And you can chant it you can chant it better. But the mantra for this age is Hare Krishna mantra. That is given in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. That there is no better means for self-realization in this age of Kali than chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So it does not mention Gayatri Mantra. No. So simply become perfect in chanting Hare Krishna. So you may say, well, then why do I even bother with Gayatri? What is the third offense against the holy name? To disobey Guru's order. So if your Guru says, now you come, I give you Gayatri Mantra, and you chant it three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, then you do that. So by chanting Gayatri Mantra, you're actually serving the Maha Mantra. Next question. Yes.
Спасибо большое за лекцию. У меня вопрос к самому Махараджу. О чем удовлетворении Махарадж думает, когда поет Джай Радха Мадхава перед лекцией или когда ведет киртан? О удовлетворении Кришны и об удовлетворении преданных?
This is a question personally to Maharaj. When you're singing Jai Radha Madhava before lecture, what do your mood, you're thinking about? To please Krishna or to please devotees who came for lecture?
Well, my hero of kirtan was His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami.
Could you repeat the question?
Sorry. Question addressed to Maharaj. When he singing Radha Madhava before lecture, he do it in mood of pleasing Krishna or please devotees who gathered to hear lecture?
Srila Prabhupada said that Vishnu Jana Maharaj, when he was chanting the kirtan, Prabhupada felt that he was being carried to Vaikuntha by that kirtan. Prabhupada told Vishnu Jana Maharaj that when you were chanting the kirtan in Los Angeles, I felt that by your kirtan I was being carried to Vaikuntha. So when I sing the kirtan, I'm thinking, let me sing the kirtan in such a wonderful way that the whole material world can be carried to Vaikuntha. Just like it's stated in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, 5.18.9, Svastashu Vishvasya Kalo Prasidatam. That let there be auspiciousness throughout the entire universe and all envious persons become pacified. Let there be auspiciousness throughout the entire universe. Svasti astu vishvasya. Let there be auspiciousness throughout the entire universe. So when I was chanting Jai Radha Madhava, my mood is Svasti astu vishvasya. Let there be auspiciousness throughout the entire universe. May Krishna bless this kirtan that it can become so sweet by His mercy that the whole world will come and bow down at His feet. Of course, I know I'm simply a croaking toad. But I'm praying that when I chant that Krishna will bless this chanting, that it will bring auspiciousness throughout the entire universe. Next question. Yes, I'm recognizing this. My beloved godbrother, Apurva Prabhu. Yes.
So, along these same lines, just speaking, I had a conversation with our godbrother, Shrinandananda, as he was leaving the Dham this morning, and he mentioned to me, we were talking about the onslaught of Kali Yuga, and he mentioned that it was either Bhaktivinoda or Bhaktisiddhanta, he had read, had stated that by the pure chanting of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Maharaj, it's slowed down the intense energy of Kali Yuga. Can you explain how this pure devotee and are disciplined by his chanting somewhere? And
yes, I can explain. Prabhupada explains. Go ahead.
I didn't get all questions.
He's asking this that it is stated that Gaurakishore Das Babaji's chanting was so pure that it held back the influence of the Kali Yuga.
То есть просто видно на предыдущих лекциях Махараджа обсуждалось, что благодаря воспеванию чистому воспеванию Гаурикишоры Дас Бабаджи он остановил действие Кали Юги.
My beloved god brother Apurva Prabhu.
И мой возлюбленный брат Боги Апурва Прабху.
He has requested me to explain something more on this point.
Он просил меня просто побольше рассказать об этом отношении.
This point is further discussed by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In a purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that when one can chant the holy name of the Lord purely without any offense, he becomes Jagat Guru. And under his influence, the entire world becomes Krishna conscious. So in other words, right there in your bead bag, you have the makings of a spiritual revolution right there in your bead bag. The more purely you can chant Hare Krishna, you're having a revolutionary impact on the global consciousness. So we're not only chanting for our deliverance when we chant our japa. The more we purely chant the holy name, the more the Kali Yuga will, Kali will have to go run and hide somewhere. Actually, our program is not that Kali will hide. That's not our program. Our program is not that Kali will go hide. It's not our that Kali Yuga will, the Kali will go and hide is not our program. Maharaj Parikshit gave Kali some safe heavens. We don't give him those safe havens. Our kirtan parties are going right into the taverns. Jananda Maharaj, he takes the kirtan right into the tavern. The sankirtan goes right inside the tavern. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We go anywhere and everywhere and distribute books. We will even go into a brothel and distribute books. We don't give Kali any place to hide. Our program is that Kali will shave up and join the Bhakta program. Bhakta Kali. Okay, next question. I'm in Russian, I can't read it. Okay.
Maharaj, please say who is Satya Sai Baba and why Krishna let him cheat people, especially in Russian, where so many books distributed of his books sells.
Oh, really? Satya Sai Baba is big in Russia, huh?
Yes, oh. He has authority in Russia. По-русски вопрос. Махарадж, скажите, пожалуйста, кто такой Сатья Саи Баба и почему Кришна допускает, чтобы он обманывал людей, особенно в России, где много продается его книг?
What is Srila Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati Thakur say?
Что говорил Srila Bhakti Saraswati Thakur?
Society of cheaters and the cheated.
Что это общество обманщиков и обманутых?
Because many, many people want to be cheated. Therefore, by the arrangement of the material nature, so many cheaters are there. If nobody wanted to be cheated, these Satchasai Babas wouldn't have any business. Because so many people are wanting to be cheated, they're making very, very big business. So they are more interested in being cheated than they are in finding out the truth. That's the problem. In fact, there is a Bengali proverb in this connection. If you come into the village and you speak the truth, people will beat you with stones and sticks. If you come and you lie and you cheat, they'll think, oh, very nice. So just see how much work we have cut out for us now to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. We have to preach so powerfully that these cheaters will all be defeated. Next question.
Swamiji, I would like to add one item. Yesterday morning in the Bhagavatam class, a similar question was raised.
Mm.
And the query raised was, why is Buddhism has flourished in some other countries in Southeast Asia?
Mm.
In spite of the fact that Buddha didn't advocate atheism, but the followers are atheists. And still, this Buddhism as a religion flourished in Southeast Asia. Mm. The answer to that was that anything that is bad has also got a popularity.
In this age, it becomes more popular.
More popular.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that Krishna consciousness is not being
То есть на прошлое, на вчера на классе Шримад Бхагаватам подобный вопрос задавали, и там говорили о буддизме. В какой-то стране этот буддизм получил очень большое распространение, и даже при том, что сам Будда, он вот Будда единый.
Yeah, they were propagating atheism.
Atheism.
Atheism means not believe in God.
А, атеизм. Значит, и при этом они как бы и широкую пропаганду получил атеизм, хотя сам Будда об этом не говорил.
It is the same principle. Cheaters and the cheated.
То же самое принцип обманщиков и обманутых.
And eating non-vegetarian food. Eating non-vegetarian food.
И они и как бы и буддизм почему-то они сейчас не вегетарианскую пищу.
Actually, Lord Buddha appeared to put a stop to the animal killing. The followers of Vedic culture had completely perverted it. They were justifying animal killing on the basis of so-called Vedic culture. That in former times the Brahmins were killing cows. They would say like that. The Brahmins were killing cows. By the yagya, they were killing the cows. So therefore, cow killing is Vedic. But that was not cow killing, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Chankazi. That was not cow killing. That was cow rejuvenation. And they would take the old cow and put it into the sacrificial fire while chanting mantras. And that old cow would come out with a fresh young calf's body.
теле молодого теленка.
So this whole the modern day Buddhism is nonsense then.
Поэтому вот это все вот буддизм и так далее, это все полная чушь.
Christianity also.
А в христианстве то же самое.
Prabhupada explains how Lord Jesus started his movement as a protest against the animal killing in the temples.
Потому что, как Прабхупада говорит, Христос начал свое движение с самого начала, как бы протестуя против убийства животных в храмах.
So where are the true Buddhists and the true Christians? I mean, they're not there now. The pure form of Buddhism and Christianity is very difficult to find it now. It's practically not existent. We will give them the genuine system of awakening the self. We will give them the genuine system for awakening the self. Any other question?
You know something? What about the 12th year? There should be some a lot of catastrophe for a lot of people.
2012? Yeah, that is eschatological nonsense. You know that word eschat? You know eschatology? That is the science of the end of the times. So this whole thing about 2012 is simply a big bunch of eschatological nonsense. Because we know that the world will not end for another 155 trillion years. This material universe will not be destroyed until Mahavishnu inhales. But Hollywood is going to make a big profit on their movie,
2012.
People are so frustrated with the anxieties of this modern day society that they are attracted to such movies. Actually, the real thing is there will be a 10,000 year period in which Lord Chaitanya's movement will take over the whole planet. That is the prediction that will come true. That 10,000 year period began in 1486 in Bengal when Lord Chaitanya appeared. In 1486, when Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal, a 10,000-year golden era of Krishna consciousness was born in this universe. So now it's up to us to bring it forward as far as possible during our lifetimes. It is predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Satjana Durjana Pangu Jadda Anagana Prema Vanyaya Dubaila Jagatara Jana. This Krishna conscious movement, it is huge Prema tsunami. And it will inundate the entire universe. Drowning everybody. Whether they are pious, impious, lame, invalid, or blind, everyone will become drowned. So that is the real prediction, what will come. And when that will be fully manifest, that remains to be seen. How fast it will come? That's up to us. How purely we chant Hare Krishna. how properly we serve Vaishnavas. And how enthusiastically we preach. That will determine how quickly the golden era will fully manifest. Any other question?
So, we've heard this expression, familiarity breeds contempt. Mm. And even Prabhupada warned against it.
Mm.
And so you're emphasizing this point of associating with Vaishnavas, mm. especially advanced Vaishnavas. Mm. So how can we guard against this?
Mm. Familiarity breeds contempt, yeah. A very important question. You understand the question? That Prabhupada warns that familiarity breeds contempt. In other words, if you become too familiar with devotees, then you may offend them. So how we can protect ourselves from becoming overly familiar with Vaishnavas? That's the question.
Try to attempt not to become too close to Vaishnavas, not to become familiar with them. How to protect?
How to protect ourselves becoming overly familiar with Vaishnavas?
Как защитить себя? Как избежать излишней фамильярности? И как бы когда мы сближаемся с преданными, мы можем стать близкими. Это рождает фамильярность, а это рождает может стать причиной оскорблений.
Well, we have to understand what is the meaning of familiarity.
На самом деле здесь нужно понять, что значит фамильярность.
It does not mean you don't have intimate relationships.
Это не означает, что мы не имеем каких-то близких отношений.
We require intimate relationships.
Нам нужны эти близкие отношения.
Man is a social being.
Потому что человек это существо социальное.
If he doesn't have intimate relationships with Vaishnavas, he will seek intimate relationships with non-Vaishnavas. It is given in the Bhagavatam with intimacy and great respect. With intimacy and great respect. It is mentioned how our relationship is with intimacy and with great respect. Two things. Intimacy means closeness. Yeah.
В Шримад Бхагаватам есть стих, где говорится, что наши отношения должны быть близкими очень, но при этом с уважением.
Familiarity means intimacy or closeness with no proper respect.
Так вот, фамильярность – это такие отношения, когда у нас есть близость, но нет уважения.
So how do we properly respect Vaishnavas?
Так каким же образом нам нужно правильно, должным образом уважать Вайшнавов?
You must always see they are representatives of Krishna.
Мы должны всегда их видеть как представители Кришны.
And then by pleasing them, I am pleasing Krishna.
Если я удовлетворяю их, я удовлетворяю Кришну.
Therefore, we're not so much interested to see the faults of the Vaishnavas.
Поэтому у нас не должно быть излишней такой тенденции, привычки видеть ошибки.
We are more eager to see their good qualities.
Мы должны больше желать их видеть их хорошие качества.
Everybody, except for the completely pure devotees, everybody has a combination of good qualities and bad qualities.
На самом деле каждый это потенциально чисто преданный, и у него есть комбинация, да, такие как хорошие, так и плохие качества.
So Srila Prabhupada describes Vaishnava is one who looks for the good.
Srila Prabhupada описывал, что Вайшнава это те, которые смотрят и ищут хорошее.
He's like the honeybee, he wants the honey.
Они как пчелы, которые собирают мед, они хотят мед и видят везде мед.
He's not like the fly looking for the sores.
Они не как мухи, которые ищут открытые раны.
So you should always see the good in the devotees.
Вы должны всегда видеть хорошее в преданных.
And then you will not fall into the trap of familiarity.
И тогда вы не впадете в это настроение фамильярности.
Of course, it is the duty also to see the discrepancies. If one is a parent, a spiritual master, or even a good friend, one should also see discrepancies in a mood of service.
Вы можете видеть discrepancies,
discrepancies?
False.
False, yeah.
Вы можете видеть
также ошибки какие-то, недочеты, но должны видеть это в смиренном состоянии ума.
If I actually love someone and I see they're making a mistake, I should, in a proper way, I should inform them so they can rectify themselves.
Потому что если я люблю по-настоящему кого-то и вижу какие-то недочеты, ошибки, я должен ему сказать, но это в любящем, смиренном состоянии, чтобы он мог их как-то исправить.
But not in a holier than thou mood that I'm better than you.
Но не в таком настроении ума, что я лучше тебя.
The familiarity comes from the I am better than you consciousness.
Вот эта вот фамильярность ненужная, она появляется тогда, когда думает, мое сознание лучше и правильнее.
This term, familiarity breeds contempt.
Well, yeah.
It's only on the material platform. No,
that's not. Prabhupada uses it in his books, so it's a valid principle in Krishna consciousness also. No. Prabhupada uses it right there in Prabhupada's books.
When somebody is Krishna conscious, he's on a spiritual platform. Mm-hmm. When somebody is Krishna conscious, he's already on a spiritual platform.
Yes, but how Krishna conscious he is, there's different degrees of Krishna consciousness. There's 1% Krishna conscious, 2%, 3%.
Great.
But the translator is missing. We have to give her a chance. So let's summarize it. We have to finish it up because these nice devotees are ready to go with their program. The question would be then, is this simply a material concept that we shouldn't associate with non-devotees? Or does it apply also in the association of devotees?
Mm-hmm.
It does also apply in the association of devotees. Especially when associating with your spiritual master. One should not see one's spiritual master as an ordinary person. One has to see him as an external manifestation of the super soul. If one starts to see him as an ordinary person of this world, then one has fallen into the trap of familiarity breeds contempt. Therefore, every day we should worship our spiritual master. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Very important thing. So I want to wrap it up here so the next program won't be delayed too much. And I thank you all very much. It's been really delightful being with you, especially, how many of you are from Russia? Let's see a show of hands of all the Russians. If you're from Russia, raise your hand. Very nice. I go twice a year to Russia. It's practically my favorite place to go in the whole world. So I'm very happy I can be here in Russia, here in Vrindavan also. With all the Russian devotees. So I thank you all very much, Russian and non-Russian alike. I thank you all very much for coming here and contributing your energy to this discussion. Vaishnava Sangha ki jai, Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gornitai ki jai.